Danielle, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Columbus Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up, and the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. All righty, we are still talking to Erin in Auburn about her brother's dog, Kiyoshi. Sounds like he's really kind of Erin's dog now. 11-year-old German Shepherd Golden Retriever with a lot of itchy stuff. And Erin, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Well, Natasha and I did some silent communication with pictures and stuff on. Hopefully did some muscle testing here.
Nice.
So I'm thinking, Erin, from everything that we've been able to kind of, you know, get Natasha to tune into, that's real important that we help Kiyoshi understand everything that's going on. So, yeah. We've talked about that. But then we've also got to kind of clean up this food, get him onto foods that he's not sensitive to. But the big thing is going to be straightening out that digestive system. 'Cause remember, you know, he's half German Shepherd, and they're notorious for crappy digestive systems. And Natasha picked up on that right away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, it was now, one of the first things I got.
Yeah, that was it is the first thing you got was digestive. So that's our priority. Now, I think a good test would be food-wise. One of the easier ones might be, you know, fish. If you went to like canine caviar, the ocean fish, now it costs more than the other varieties, but it's worth it because it's, you know, a good clean formula. Mm-hmm. Natasha, muscle test on this one. I'm thinking, you know, canine caviar, the ocean fish, really clean. Can you test that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But then the other option would be easier. I don't know how about the cost, but another brand would be First Mate. And they make a fish, but they put potatoes in it. Potatoes and usually blueberries. Blueberries, potatoes, and fish, and the brand is First Mate.
And all that sounds good too.
Did you do your thing? Okay. All right. So either of those, Erin. And then nothing else. Then to address the intestines, I pulled up the two things that I use. The first one is the Complete Plus immune support that I use that really is the greatest on the planet. It's made by the great white god of veterinary immune stuff. That's Dr. Raymaker, and has transfer factors and all of that. But when I showed it to Natasha, because it has probiotics in it, I showed it to her. She muscle test, and you got no, right?
Yeah, I got no.
So no on that.
No,
so
what I'm getting is not right now. That might be something that can happen later.
Later, all right, but you got a good positive muscle test on what I had told you about, Erin, which is the Optagest.
Okay.
It's OPTAGEST. Now, it is a digestive aid for healthy stools and balanced digestion. It's the best ever. And this alone has solved many, many German Shepherd issues.
Great.
Now, it has all the digestive enzymes. I'm holding the bottle here. And then it has prebiotics. So it has prebiotics. It doesn't have specifically the probiotics, but that may not be necessary. That's why I'm having Natasha. I'm telling you this, Natasha. So you guys
what it is that, you know, it's like it's kind of a connection. It's a collective of several different things. You know, you got the Shepherd gut. You got a little bit of the anxiousness that comes with Shepherd, and then
stay with me on the Optagest.
Yeah,
for
but
right
the
now.
Optagest is one thing that. That would be helpful for right now in where the dog is at.
Yeah, because when I say usually this Optagest is the kicker that turns it around. And so it might be that this digestive enzyme with the prebiotic in here, that'll be all that, that Kiyoshi needs. But maybe we get her on, get him on this for a while. It's possible you could have to add a separate just plant probiotic. But I don't, not likely. We usually don't have to do that. But we can always have Natasha test again at some point if we
need. And I've been working on his gut since the call has been going on.
Okay, so
I've been energetically going in and helping.
Excellent.
Just relax the spasms that are in the gut area that I'm seeing. It's kind of almost like a leaky gut, yet, you know, just kind of not, it almost feels like a leaky gut. You know, like I'm seeing the intestines not being tight and firm, you know, like, you know, I mean, he's 11 years old, but, you know, it's that, you know, so I was asking his gut to kind of just get a little bit more okay, you know, that relaxed. And so I'm hoping that his gut comes in a little bit more tighter, you know, that it's not so sluggish and relaxed. That leaky
what about
gut
when you're
feeling.
Working on him like that and doing that kind of stuff? Can you also communicate with him, or can you?
Oh, I have been. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Can you tell him that is, you know, the brother? What's your brother's name, Aaron?
Mitsu.
Can can you explain to him that Mitsu is fine, but he and his partner are far away in a warm climate?
Well, that's that overall feeling that I've been.
Yeah, but if you could help him understand a little bit about what's going on, that sounds like that would help. And then we start with cleaner diet. We start with fish, very clean, limited, and add the Optigest digestive enzymes and see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
That sound like a good plan to start with, Aaron?
Yeah, it does. And I don't, sorry to confuse things too. I'm just curious too about my other dog, because they usually eat the same thing. He's itchy, but he's not as bad as.
I've been getting this wouldn't hurt your other dog. I've been wanting to say that, you know, through this whole thing.
Excellent.
That it wouldn't hurt him to be just shifted up a little bit. Even my dog, who I've been feeding, I make her own food. I've been shifting up how I do my own dog's food because of the energies we've been in. And also, too, there's been a lot of pollen, or there's something out in the air that is affecting my digestive system's even off. You know, so there's something that's been off a little bit and a little bit itchy. Like, I put castor oil on my eyes this morning because they've been so dry. You know, it's like, so there's just been something out there that's causing a little bit more. So I've shifted up my dog's food even just a little bit because she's been a little itchy. So there's just something that's going through our system here, whatever you want to call it, planetary, energetically, you know, earthly, whatever it is. There's something that's going through our system that is, our body is trying to process it, and it's not doing so well. So your other dog would benefit from just shifting up into something that might be just a little bit more gentler for right now for what we're going through. I'm hearing that December, there's something that's going to be shifting in December for us all, so that you might be able to go back to less of an expensive, or you could still do like half and half. You know, you can go back to something that's a little bit less expensive and then use the more expensive, so it's stretched out a little bit longer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and so in saying that, so no, like, even in that point, would I be able to include the Signature or not at all because it has the chickpeas ever?
You have to check all their formulas. We know he can't have chicken.
Chickpeas.
We know he shouldn't have lamb. So you're going to have to look at the kangaroo formula. Maybe there aren't chickpeas in
they
that
are,
particular.
Actually, I was just looking while we were on break, and all of the Signature stuff has chickpeas in it.
Then they all have chickpeas, Signature's off the list.
Chickpeas?
It's off the list right now. And otherwise, I'm going to forget, folks. I have to go with what I got when I got it, or I'm going to forget. When you have multiple dogs, my recommendation is, because it's easier for us if you can feed everybody the same thing. That's just easier for you. So I say cater to the sensitive dog. So if Natasha's okaying it, you're going to the limited fish diet with Kiyoshi, you can do the same thing with your other dog. And Natasha's saying it would benefit your other dog too.
Mm-hmm.
So just do the same thing for both of them. And when you have multiple dogs, you know, cater to the sensitive one, but feed everybody the same thing if you can, because it's just easier.
Yeah.
And also, too, sweetie, is what I'm seeing is that if you know that you're going through a lot of stress in your life, fall back to this diet. If the, you know that it's like spring or fall when there's a lot of pollens out in the air, fall back to this diet. You know what I mean? It's like maybe you can use the other diet, like with chickpeas and stuff, during like the lesser times. But during the heightened times of certain things, then I would fall back to the simpler diet.
And you're going to need to continue the Optigest forever.
Yeah, I would. I would.
I mean,
I
you
would
just have to with a, you know, German Shepherd digestive system. Now, then, Aaron, you're going to call in next week.
Yep.
So that we can have Nels tune in to all of this. And to Kiyoshi and you can also, we can have him tune up your other dog too. And then Linda will do a session for you.
Yeah, because you've been going through your stuff too, sweetie. So honor you in doing things. I mean, I would even for you take a digestive enzyme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like usually the dogs are representation of what us humans are going through. And so what is that irritant for you in your life that you can negotiate?
Okay, how about this? Because when I'm flashing on Natasha, I take the Gero acidophilus, you know, probiotic stuff, which really helps my digestive system. Do you think that Aaron should take one too?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. What,
do you know what I'm talking about, Aaron?
Yeah. What is that called again?
Well, it's made by Gero. Natasha, can you talk to her about something? I'm going to run in the other room and grab the bottle.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I can do that, definitely.
Natasha, you're in charge.
Thanks.
Natasha,
so with
right now I'm taking a Bloom. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's like, it is a digestive enzyme. It's
okay. And it's up to you on what feels right for you. But there's that. Sometimes we have to step it up a little bit and do a little bit more. Like I'm taking extra bees. I'm taking some extra stuff right now just because my body is needing it. And so with that, we're going through a lot. We're really going through a lot. And it's not necessarily our energy. It's energies that are out there. And we could be fine, but it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, let's swim through some muck outside of us, outside our world. And so with that, that taking on a little bit more, like the bees are really good for our for a lot of our stress. Vitamin D with K, you know, it's really good for our stress. Magnesium, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, so doing these things that can really help your gut, your system, your energy field, even though you may be feeling fine, but your body's still processing a little bit of it, you know, doing that kind of thing can help you out.
Okay.
All right. I'm back and I've got it in my hand here. So you ready? Can write this down, Aaron?
Yes.
It's made by Gero, Jarrow. So this is Gero Formulas on the front label, and that's in a red rectangle. But the bottle itself is a white bottle and then a lot of green writing on the front. I get this on Amazon. It's called Gero, Jarrow, Dophilus plus FOS. Gero, Dophilus plus FOS. And it's a probiotic and a prebiotic. And I get it on Amazon. I get the, you know, the 300 capsules because I take it every day. But it comes in other sizes.
Okay. You said Gero Dophilus plus SOS. Is that what you said?
F as in Frank. FOS. Gero Dophilus plus FOS.
Got it. Okay.
This so go with what feels right for you. Okay.
No, well, Natasha, I'm showing it to you. Now. Can you do a little muscle test for Aaron?
It would be good for you. Okay. What is it that you're taking?
She's not taking anything.
I'm taking a Bloom. It's like it's a digestive enzyme with probiotics and prebiotics. You just put in.
Yeah,
water.
I'm getting both are good. So go.
Okay,
with
so she doesn't need
right
to switch what she's already doing then.
I'm asking, do you need to take more? Either way, I would take, like, if you're taking one tablet, I would take two tablets. So whatever you choose to go with for right now, while
Take
you're
more.
going through something, take two tablets to help with the digestion. Or
All
whatever, if
right.
you're taking two, take three. You know what I mean? Don't, you know, or maybe take two in the morning and then take one in the midday to help your body process what you're going through the day. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yeah. It's that you just mix it in water. So I would just do that twice.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
You're because it's not like I said, as a general perspective for a lot for most everybody, even if you're fine in your home, once you get out in the world, you know what I mean? So we need to support our body through that. What are we going through as a country, as a society, as a world? You know, Mother Earth is upgrading our space. You know, the world outside of us, in the sense of the stars, are going through a big shift. You know, it's like we're in the sandwich as a human. So how can we help our body as a sand as we're the sandwich in the middle, you know, get through what we're going through? And we have to take on, you know, a lot of people think that our food has enough. Not anymore. Not
No.
anymore. And so we have to do these things. And so for me, I'm even sometimes taking my adrenal medicine twice in the day just to kind of help my be mine's basically they through all my fear and flight that I've been in my life, they really got a walking through. So I've had to really work on my adrenal medicine, my adrenals. So with that, I'm even though they were good for a while, now I'm even taking my double on my adrenal medicine. So it's just our bodies are processing a lot, even if we don't think it is.
Yep. So we got to wrap this up. We got to get back on schedule here with our advertisers. But Aaron, I think we've done what we can do this week.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. That
Okay.
was
So
really, really
you're more than
great.
welcome.
You start doing everything we've talked about, and then I
I
want you
will.
on next week so we can get the dogs balanced with Nels. We can get you balanced with Linda. You can give us a report on how this week has gone, and we can go from there, okay?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Thanks,
You're more
Natasha.
than welcome.
You're
All
welcome.
right.
God bless.
Take
Bye-bye.
care. And
All
remember
right.
that whoever we're, you know, anybody who's listening today, most of what we talked about with her can be applied to
To
you and
everybody.
your dogs. So please remember that no matter where you're at, take on taking care of you. The way we take care of our body now will make a difference next year and the years to come. We're setting up ourselves for success. You know, as my kid says, your now self is helping your future self be more successful. That's what we're doing. Our bodies are going through a lot right now. Our minds are going through a lot right now. And our emotions are going through a lot right now. And our soul is going through a spiritual upgrade. And so going into this, we really need to take care of all parts of us.
Yep, and remember that our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. So if you're not willing to take good care of yourself, do it for your animals. Because if you take better care of yourself, then your animals don't have to process as much. I finally got through that through my head recently, and I'm going through the same thing Natasha's talking about, and I'm really changing. But as I'm doing better, taking better care of myself, my Robbie's doing better. Okay, and there's a direct reflection there. So if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your animal friends. And stay right where you are because we're taking care of advertisers and we'll be back. We got to get in current events. There's some other stuff to talk about. Anybody else out there that's got something, you better get on the phone right now or it's too late. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi,
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from our guest next week, Linda Rasmussen. She is local. She is our other best practitioner and energy codes gal. You can work with her in person at the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainer Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom, something like that. And she can help you with all kinds of emotional and physical issues. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the radio before, that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free introductory session. So you can check Linda out. It's Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And the number to call or text her if you would like a free session is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I can help get dog problems under control really fast. And I see you only once, give you free phone follow-up after, and I would love to hear from you. Please write down my number, give it to anybody you know that has animals, and tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And I'd appreciate your help because I need the work. Anyway, my number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let's see here.
You know what I got right after we got done with that phone call?
Oh, yeah. Did you get
my dog's been a little itchy, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, my dog is really attuned to my husband's energy. They're two peas in a pot.
Yeah.
and so with that, when my husband right now is in an itchy mood.
Oh.
You know, he's working a lot of hours. He's feeling like he's not getting enough time off. He's, you know, kind of a little amped up. His anxiety's a little amped up, right?
And that's affecting the dog.
And it's affecting the dog. So the dog is itchy. I mean, there's other things too, the gut and that kind of stuff. But the dog has kind of been more itchy when he's at home than when he's not at home.
Okay. Well,
and it's
so
like,
that's something
there
to pay
again
attention
is that,
to.
That energy transference.
Yep. Story. Human to animal transference. And basically what the whole sentence is, our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, mm-hmm. our behavior, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy.
Exactly.
Okay. All righty then. Now, I want to make sure that you all got the big announcement, the big animal news this week, that California has banned, outlawed, declawing of cats. Or the fourth state in the country to do that. They also passed, I think, like three other things that are trying to shut down the puppy mill industry, you know, and the pet stores and stuff. Yeah, and all that stuff. I don't have enough details, but where you can find all the details is, of course, who knows more about animals than anyone on the planet? That would be Merritt Clifton, Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org. So they, Merritt did a whole thing, a whole write-up on it. I know we'll hear about it when we talk to them the first Sunday of November. But in the meantime, you can go to animals24-7.org and you can pull up the whole write-up on the banning, the outlawing, declawing, but also the other free things that they've passed that have to do with shutting down this whole puppy mill industry, which because I'm an animal behavior therapist and I have to deal with the aftermath of all of this.
Oh my gosh.
Delights my heart and my soul to hear that. So that's our good and our great animal news this week. You know, there's not much to tell you in the animal TV stuff. I mean, there's still lots of animal TV going on. But the only thing on Saturday evenings that I love, my Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, they're still running in shows, but they don't start them till 10 o'clock on Saturday evening now. And I'm sorry, I'm just not into the snake show. And then they got the Vet Life show going on too, and I'm not into that either.
No, I'm not either.
They're the expensive traditional stuff. Dr. Jeff is just the best on the planet, and oh my gosh, it's so fun and it's so fulfilling to see them take their van and drive all this out to little places and then just treat all the animals there for free. And they do like 70 to 100 dogs, cats, and animals in a day, and they spay them, they neuter them, they vaccinate them, you know, and then they deal with other problems they have. And they love it, and they just do it out of the goodness of their heart. And oh my gosh, we need a Dr. Jeff in every state of this country.
We do.
We really do. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it right. And they make a decent living, but they serve the whole time. And anyway,
they're very practical. It's like, why do you need to do this surgery? Why don't you just do da 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 da?
Right. You know, it's like, and you don't have to have an absolute sterile human surgical suite to work on. Animals aren't humans. Okay. Mm-hmm. For crying out loud, they eat poop. Okay. They bury their food in the dirt and then eat it up later. If they have working digestive systems, which they don't all do, as we've just talked to Erin and her dog, they can deal with a whole lot more than we can. Okay. You'll watch Dr. Jeff and they do surgery right there. They aren't suited up and all this stuff. They have all the bells and whistles in terms of the fancy equipment, but they don't waste all the other money on trying to make it look like human medicine.
Yep.
Okay. Because it's not necessary. And when you find out, how much does it cost these days to take a cat into the vet to get neutered?
Oh, my God.
Well, I spent 20 years in veterinary medicine. Now, I'm not a vet. I have a degree in veterinary technology, but I'm not a vet. You know what's involved in neutering a male cat? It takes like 5 minutes. 5 minutes. They're charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars these days. Spay a cat, spay a dog, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe 30 minutes start to finish all of that if you're really slow. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Anyway, just don't even get me started. Anyway, Dr. Jeff, yay, Dr. Jeff. We need more Dr. Jeffs. But 10 o'clock on Saturday evenings is what's going on. And oh, golly, I guess before we run out of time. Oh, I know. Before we do current events, David, I keep forgetting to ask you. Seahawk update, please.
Yeah, actually, I just saw that. Let me get that back up here really quick.
I figured you were probably taking a peek.
Yeah, we're at halftime, folks, and the Seahawks lead the Jaguars 13-6.
Well, hey, how about that? Woohoo! And we're in Florida, or we're in Jacksonville.
It's in Jacksonville.
So in Florida, it's halftime, and Seahawks ahead 13-6. All right, very good. All right, so let's hope that holds. And then 5:08 for Mariners today.
Yes, first pitch is at 5:08, and I can never pronounce Randy, the left fielder's last name correctly, but he's due for the first pitch at 5:08 to bat for the Mariners. Randy Arozarena. There we go. Arozarena.
All righty.
Good job.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now, I promised you guys an update on Lucky. And we have time on Lucky is the, if you weren't, haven't been here and I should have looked it up so I could give you the dates, but this has been going on for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. Lucky is a, an adult, Wheaton Terrier that was, apparently used. And the story is, and I can't tell you that it's absolute, was Amish, but the story that came with the dog when she was rescued came from an Amish puppy mill and was really seriously abused in that situation, and apparently was in a cage all the time and then would just get leashed up to be drug into a breeding room of some kind where she'd be bred and all of that. Anyway, clients who became clients of mine rescued her because they had two other dogs, and one's a Wheaton type dog, and they really wanted to help this dog. And they have a nice house and a huge backyard with big trees, and then a wonderful porch and covered porch and so forth. And they brought her home, and if I remember correctly, I think she was okay for a little while. But then something spooked her, and out in the yard she went, and because she had real troubles walking through doorways, and she couldn't be walked on a leash. This is initially when they adopted her, because they put her on a leash and dragged her through a doorway to that breeding situation that was so bad. So she didn't do doorways, she didn't do leashes and all of that. But anyway, something spooked her in the new house, and the yard's big enough. And I would say maybe the yard is half an acre or something. I mean, it's a large yard, fence and so forth. And this dog is fast. Anyway, they called me and hired me because they couldn't catch her and they couldn't get her back in the house. She was outside all the time. So I went and did a session. I'm thinking, when I was going there, well, there's three of us. There's me and the two of them. Surely, with everything I know, we can walk this dog down. Oh, well, did that turn out to be a joke? We exhausted ourselves and all that sort of stuff. And no way we were going to be able to walk this dog down or collect this dog. And so there was no way we could just go with a plan of, the plan was going to be get a leash and collar on her, and then we can just keep her in the house and then start rehab after that. But there was no way we were going to get her in. So the first step that I got them educated, we got a plan going, but we had to get her in the house first. And then we could keep a leash on her all the time and then only take her out online, and we could start the whole rehab program. So, but when I decided the best way to get this dog inside was we needed Dr. Nell's to unstick her nervous system, because all that trauma, she had to be stuck in fight, flight, and all of that. Well, so after I was there, Dr. Nils got involved, tuned in. She did need lots of work. And then, I saw them earlier in the week or Saturday, but then they had a chance to work with Dr. Nils during the week. And then the Friday of that week, Dr. Nils did produce a miracle, and that's what I see in these cases. And
he's magical.
And so Dr. Nils got this dog balanced, and then the Friday morning, like 2 days after he worked on her or something, after the husband went to work, because the dog was very afraid of the husband, and that probably goes back to the abusers were probably male and that sort of thing. But anyway, dog really afraid of the husband. Once the husband went off to work, and the dog just all of a sudden came, ran in the house. So Sylvia closed the door, and once the house, she was able to, handle her and put a collar on her and all of that. And then the plan was, she had the leash right there, but the plan was then she was. And we had laid this out for the husband and everything, that she was going to stay in and only go out on leash, and we would start the program. Well, I don't know. Sylvia was somewhere, and I don't know. She didn't know, but the husband came home early and came in the house, and Sylvia was someplace else around the. Anyway, she wasn't there in the room. And he saw, oh, Lucky has her collar on now. Everything must be okay. He let her back out. Oh, my God. Well, Sylvia almost strung him up by his toes, and I wanted to, too. And then once she was let back out again, that was it. They couldn't catch her. She wasn't going to come back in. And Dr. Nils worked. So we had the one miracle, but the husband blew it, and we lost the dog again. And there were other things if we could have, tranquilized the dog and all that sort of stuff. And but Sylvia, they wanted to keep it as positive as possible and not force too much. And we thought if we just kept up the work with Dr. Nils and kept doing it, that we'd get her back in again. But no, didn't happen. And so then we're going through the whole winter last year. We thought, it'll get cold enough that she'll want to come in. Now, they had made the porch, the covered porch in the backyard, very nice and cozy and built her a house and beds and all that sort of stuff. So I had to try to say, we got to kind of keep in mind that we don't want to make it too comfortable out there because we want her to want to come inside, but we also don't want her to suffer outside. So kind of had a happy medium there where she could be warm and dry and she had the other dogs to play with, but they would come in for the night. She just wouldn't and all of that. But we were thinking that when it got cold enough, and Natasha kept reading for him on the air here and there, and Nils kept working all of that. Through the whole entire winter, the long and the short of it is, it never got bad enough or cold enough or anything. Nothing worked. She just didn't come in. So then towards the getting into the better weather this year and the springtime, I said, we could anytime we could force it. And we could sedate, hide, tranquilize, sedate it, and all of that. Well, Sylvia and her husband decided that they just didn't want to put this dog through any more trauma, and they were willing to do what they had to do, and they just didn't want to force it. So they didn't want to do that, and they just wanted to just let it happen. And if she lives outside the rest of her life, they just said, we're just going to leave it be and let it evolve naturally, and that's so. So the long and the short of it is through this whole springtime and summer, through the springtime, against the husband's objections, Sylvia just started leaving the door open all the time. And she said, so we had to have flies and bugs and all that stuff all over the house, but she just kept the door open. And after long enough of that, sure enough, Lucky, the dog started coming in a little bit, in and out and all of that, because, Sylvia wasn't trying to close the door behind her or capture her. And over the course of the spring and the summer, got to the point of, she's coming in and out, and now sometimes she spends the night in the house. She spends a lot of time during the day, and they can close the door when she's in and she's fine and all of that. But they just didn't force it and didn't try to put a leash on her or anything, but she does wear a collar. And so that's kind of where they are at this point, that, she'll come in and out of her own if the door is open, but capturing her is hard. They did once during all this long period, they did sedate her and carry her to the vet, and the vet knocked her out and shaved her down, so they got the grooming taken care of. Now her hair has grown back, and they were thinking that if they could take her to a groomer they know, because she never gets aggressive, she just kind of lays down and quits on you, that if they could just get her to the groomer now, that he'd be able to groom her. So they had an appointment last Sunday to take her to the groomer. So when I saw them yesterday, I said, how did it go at the groomer? Well, they said, the groomer never happened, because what happened was that the dog, will greet Sylvia. She can touch and pet it and all of that. But the Sunday she went out, the dog was in the yard. She went out with the leash.
Yeah.
Dog recognizes that, and with Sylvia's anxiety of, oh, am I going to be able to, the dog just said, not going to touch me. So there's no way they could get the leash on the dog to carry her to the car and carry her to the groomer. So that was us. So now then, so they tell me about all of that. So then I'm figuring, okay, well, now just because you don't want to go with a force plan to all of that, we can go behavior modification. And now what we've got to do is we need to know that, because when you're relaxed and you don't have the leash with you, you can walk right up to her, you can touch her, you can pet her, you can hold on to her collar, so it would be easy to snap a little leash on. But if she sees the leash or you try to do anything, then she gets scared and stops. So now we're starting, Sylvie's starting a behavior modification program. And so the one I gave her yesterday was to just tie the leash around her waist. And just start wearing the leash all the time. Don't call any attention to it. Don't try to put it on. Just wear the leash. She's just going to wear the leash all the time. When she gets dressed, it's going to be a part of her outfit. She just ties it around her waist until Lucky gets used to her wearing the leash. And then I said, I want it tied around her waist so the snap of the leash hangs down off her belt. And then once she gets comfortable with Sylvia having the leash on the time, she'll then be able to pet her, hold on the collar, and just pick up the leash, but don't attach it, and then drop it and give her a treat. Go on about your business. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be pick up the leash, give her a treat, drop it. And then it's going to be grab her collar and then clip the leash on. Give her a treat, take it off, clip. So we're going to go through a whole behavior modification sequence to take the trauma out of the leash for the dog. So she's used to the leash. She's used to Sylvia always has it with her. Sometimes she clips it on her. Sometimes she doesn't. If we do that and there's no anxiety related to the leash, we're in Fat City. We got that base covered, because once we got the leash on, we can pick her up, carry her. Now, once we could get the leash on her, then we can start working on how do we get her to walk on the leash and all of that. But anyway, that's the whole full update on Lucky and where we are now. We're getting her used to the leash. And before we run out of time, we need to take care of advertisers one more time before the show ends. So we're going to do that right now. Then we'll come back and see if Natasha has any brilliance, that if she picked up on anything when I'm talking about Lucky. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Natasha Venter's here, and we did hear from Natasha during that break, or at least about her business anyway. And you can check Natasha out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Natasha, you still have your YouTube channel.
Totally.
Natasha Venter, the letters IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC is how you find her YouTube channel. And you continue to do your podcast at 4 p.m. every Wednesday. So tell us a little bit about that.
So it's Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific time on my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. You can watch it live at 4 o'clock, or you can watch it later on the videos.
You have lots of other stuff there too.
Oh, yeah. I have over 1,200 videos on my YouTube channel. And so there's a lot that are just 2-minute videos, my shorts, you know, a lot of 2-minute videos that are just supportive, helpful. I've got them grouped into different playlists that you can watch. Depends on what you want to do. Some of my old stuff that I have on there, the very old videos, they're just as relevant as like one of my clients, she says, you know, Natasha, you've been talking about this stuff for years that's happening now. You know, and a lot of them are skills on how to negotiate. The short little videos on, like one time I did a video about, you know, I was grieving my mom and you know, it's been 27 years. And I said, this is what grief looks like, you know, and I did a video of me in a moment where tears are running down my eyes. You know, I'm very real in my videos.
All right. So check her out, Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. I forgot I have to quick sneak in a current events, but aren't you you're going to be someplace next weekend, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to be at the BEPC Conscious Wellness Expo, which is both Saturday and Sunday down at Kent Commons in Kent.
Okay.
I'm going to be there both Saturday and Sunday, doing my sessions. I'm also going to be speaking at 11 o'clock on Saturday about how to just be okay with the way our mind is. A lot of people judge the way we think. And it's like me being dyslexic and ADHD, you know, it's like we got to get okay with the way we are within reason so that we know how to process through what we're changing to.
All right. Okay. So
11 o'clock on Saturday.
Natasha, intuitiveclarifications.com or Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. Kent Commons next Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. And then Sunday I'll be in Kirkland. Everything's on my YouTube or on my website.
Website. Okay, great.
On my front page and my website.
We'll forego the music because we're almost out of time. Let me just do a quick current events. We got the coming up at the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park, South Effort. The International Fly Fishing Festival film screening is next Saturday, October 18th, 4:30. Introduction to Wildlife Tracking is Saturday, November 8th. And Ecology of Hummingbirds with Greg Green is Saturday, November 15th. All of those, you just should call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. More details at marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. Remember the 18th annual Feline Festival and Fundraiser Cattoberfest is also next Saturday from 11 to 3 at Renton Technical College. Well, gosh, you could go to the Cattoberfest and then go see Natasha. And that event is free. And then there's an online auction at southcountycats.org going on right now. Today's the last day, so get in on it if you can. And I think that is it for current events except for us human animals. A lot going on next Saturday, the 18th. Well, you know, Natasha and the South County Counts, but I'll tell you where I'm going to be. No kings. I'm going to be on the streets. I have never participated in protests my whole life, but I went to the first No Kings. We had a wonderful time in Monroe. In Little Monroe, Washington, we had over 700 people.
Wow.
I think it's going to be way bigger than that this time, all over the country. And if you care about this country, if you love it the way I do, then you got to get out there and say, we do not want a dictatorship. And even though we are running fast down that corridor right now, we've got to stand up. And they're counting on everybody giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because that's the way they win. Yep. And you notice all the big corporations, ABC, CBS, the lawyers, the colleges, I mean, all these people just caving, giving them money and all of this, because that's the way dictators take over. They put the fear out there and then get you to surrender before they have to do anything.
So, we are the people.
We
and
are
it's
the
time
people.
To have movement. Okay. It's time to really have movement.
Yep. So No Kings next Saturday. I'm going to be here up here on Monroe out in the streets. So look up a place. If you don't have a place else to go, come to Monroe. Over 700 people we had. And it was so much fun. It's just the love and the energy in these protests is just so wonderful. And it was all peaceful. So anyway, and I think that's it. And next week, remember, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen will be here, and free remote treatments for all of you. Let's see. We got Seahawks. Are they still ahead, David? You can check quickly before we end. We've got he's going to tell us here where we're at.
Okay, we're about midway through the third quarter, and it's now Seahawks 20, Jaguars 6.
Hey, you're going to have to eat those words you started with, David, because you gave our Seahawks a hard time before when we started the show. You didn't have any confidence. You better change your attitude there. All right, and then we got the big deal of the day. We got the Mariners, division champs. First game of the new series in Toronto starts at 5:08, first pitch. On Fox, I think it's still on Fox Sport 1 is what I watch it on. I think that's where you'll find it. It looks like David's doing a quick finger tap here to confirm that.
Actually, it'll be on the mothership on Fox itself.
Fox itself.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you can watch it on Fox 508. And gosh, anyway, Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck on all your
big
adventures.
Light and love around
adventures.
The planet. Light and love around the planet.
And let's think good thoughts for Erin and her work with Kiyoshi and the dogs, because we'll be talking to them again next week. And David, thank you so much for hanging in here all this time. I guess you get Sunday off next week because Nathan will be back. All righty then. So thank you, David. Thank you, Natasha. Y'all have a great day and safe week, and get out on the streets next Saturday, the 18th, for No Kings. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.